Welcome to Inbox Intel, your weekly download from the team at Email Expert. Each episode will bring you updates from inside Email Expert HQ, along with the latest headlines, happenings, and hot topics from across the email industry. Expect news, insights, the occasional rumor, and maybe even a little gossip. You'll have to tune in to find out what's in the inbox this week. Let's get started.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. And yeah, we know. If you're thinking this Inbox Intel feels a bit late, well, you're spot on. But think of this as a really focused deep dive straight into the heart of the email expert community. Our mission today, give you the ultimate shortcut. We're distilling everything significant from last week, the partnerships, future plans, the, you know, the internal stuff, breaking it down into the key nuggets of knowledge, what really matters, and especially what it all means for you.
It was definitely a week of, let's say, interesting contrasts, wasn't it? On one side, the email expert team was pushing through some pretty significant headwinds. But what's really striking is how, even with those internal challenges, we saw these major breakthroughs, exciting announcements. It just highlights the resilience of a small, dedicated team and, honestly, the power of community support.
You mentioned those significant headwinds. And yeah, we should be upfront about that. This deep dive is reaching you a bit later than planned because our small email expert team got hit pretty hard with some health issues last week. A lot of us were out, and that directly impacted our content flow. You know, fewer updates, blog posts, and yeah, this deep dive got delayed. So we really appreciate your patience when we got back up to speed.
It does bring up a key point, though, for any small, specialized team, really. How do you manage? How do you not just survive, but actually thrive when things go sideways unexpectedly? It certainly shows the vulnerabilities of being compact, but maybe more importantly, it shows the huge strength you can draw from your community, from that trust in your partnerships. It sort of became a collective effort, keeping things moving. That's a powerful thing to see.
Absolutely. And that resilience definitely paid off. Because even with those internal hurdles, the email expert community still hit some amazing milestones. We're talking major partnership news that's really shaping what's next for Email Expert. So, okay, let's dive straight into that. What's been buzzing? Last week, we saw two new Charter Enterprise members officially join the Email Expert community. Really exciting stuff.
Yeah, and just to clarify what that means for you listening, Charter Enterprise member, it's not just, you know, a fancy membership level. This is the highest tier of engagement we have. It signifies a really deep strategic partnership. It means they get direct input on Email Expert's direction, more visibility in our network, exclusive access to insights. But maybe the biggest thing is the chance for real collaboration, shaping industry standards together. It's about being right at the forefront.
Okay, first up is an organization that many of you listening will probably know quite well, Postmastery. Tell us a bit about their history with Email Expert. How did this charter membership come about? It feels like a natural step.
Oh, definitely. Their history with us goes back quite a way, years really. Postmastery hosted our customer day back in 2024. They were a headline sponsor for the Amsterdam Deliverability Summit, which was huge. They've consistently shown this deep commitment to pushing email forward. Real expertise in deliverability, analytics, infrastructure optimization. They're not just talking about it. They're, you know, they're doing it. They're in the thick of it.
Willem Stamm from Postmastery put it nicely. He said, "When the entire email ecosystem thrives through education and collaboration, we empower senders to achieve more," which is great. But okay, let's make it concrete. For you, the community member listening, maybe you're wrestling with a specific deliverability issue right now. What's the immediate, tangible benefit of Postmastery being involved at this level?
That's a great question. It gets right to the why for you. So beyond just general benefits, think about Postmastery's really granular data, especially on regional deliverability, like across different European ISPs. That stuff is complex. Their insights are, frankly, a game changer. It means Email Expert members will get access to benchmarks, specific data points that could literally show you why your campaign might be tanking in, say, Germany, but doing fine in France. This partnership means hyper-targeted, actionable fixes based on real-world data, stuff that wasn't really accessible before. It strengthens our education, our research, brings in that deep expertise in navigating, well, sometimes tricky ISP relationships.
That sounds incredibly practical. A real advantage. All right, let's move to the next new Charter Enterprise member, InfoPip, another really exciting addition. I feel like it further cements this community as a real hub for leaders in the space.
Absolutely. InfoBip is a global omni-channel communications platform. Their commitment to email excellence is very clear. What's particularly valuable about their partnership, I think, is their focus on connecting the dots, bridging the broader communications world with us email specialists. They really get that email isn't an island. It's a key part of a much bigger customer communication picture.
Anton Marinich, who's the business unit head at InfoBip, shared that view. He said, at InfoBip, we've always believed that great customer experiences are built on the foundation of reliable, intelligent communication, and email remains a cornerstone. Joining Email Expert as a charter enterprise member aligns perfectly with our commitment to advancing the entire communications ecosystem. Mm-hmm. That really captures that holistic thinking.
Exactly. And while, you know, many might know InfoBip mainly for SMS or other channels, their email capabilities are seriously impressive. Their platform is built for global reach. We're talking top-tier delivery, speed, throughput, whether you're using SMTP or HTTP APIs, at any volume. They have case studies like Nexon achieving almost 99% delivery using their infrastructure and monitoring. That's significant. Plus, they offer really comprehensive analytics, tracking deliveries, bounces, spam reports, clicks, everything. And flexible integration. You choose the API that fits, transactional or promotional.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for me, that omnichannel advantage you mentioned. You said email doesn't exist in isolation. What does that actually mean for marketers, for businesses is listening right now?
Yeah. Well, it means thinking differently. Moving from a company pushes messages out mindset to one that's truly customer-led, user-centric. Omnichannel, really, is about letting the customer guide the conversation, choose the pace, choose the channel, not the business dictating it. So for example, maybe an email doesn't get opened. Instead of just sending another email, InfoBip's approach might allow that non-open to trigger, say, an SMS follow-up, or even a WhatsApp message for real-time support. Consumers expect that now, right? Seamless, quick responses across different platforms. So being able to smoothly integrate email with SMS, WhatsApp, voice, it's becoming essential. InfoBip brings that whole picture, that future-facing view. They understand email is powerful, yes, but it's integrated into this much larger communications puzzle.
Andrew Bonar, co-founder here at Email Expert, he summed up InfoBip's role perfectly, I thought. He said, InfoBip's decision reflects exactly the kind of forward-thinking leadership our community needs. They understand that excellence in email isn't just about technology, it's about the people, the standards, and the collaborative spirit. That collaborative spirit seems really key here, unlocking the benefits for members.
It is. For our members, right away, this partnership means access. Access to cutting-edge insights on advanced email tech and these wider omnichannel strategies. You'll get real-world examples from a platform handling billions of messages, huge networking opportunities with InfoBip's global experts, and importantly, early insights into those emerging trends where email meets broader digital communication. It really raises the bar on the knowledge and connections available through the community.
Okay, so from these really exciting current developments, let's shift gears. Let's look ahead to something major on the horizon. We're talking about a landmark event, the Barcelona 2026 Deliverability Summit.
Yes, we are so thrilled to finally announce the dates. Get your calendars ready, April 20th to 23rd, 2026. And the location, Barcelona, Spain. We can tell you it's going to be right in the heart of the city, an iconic central venue, one that really captures that, you know, Gaudi spirit. Full venue, details the exact address, what to expect inside. That's all dropping next week, so stay tuned for that.
Wow, it sounds like it'll be four amazing days. Strategy sessions, workshops, loads of community meetups. What I'm personally really excited about is that special networking day, April 23rd. That date, as you know, lines up perfectly with La Diada de Sant Jordi, Barcelona's amazing festival, Books and Roses. Imagine networking amid that unique cultural vibe. It's going to be pretty unforgettable, I think.
The energy is already building, absolutely. And we're seeing fantastic early sponsor support, which really speaks to the vision for this event. We're incredibly grateful to Green Arrow Email, Postmastery, Halon, Kumo MTA, Bouncer, Aurora SendCloud, and of course, InfoBip for jumping in early. And believe me, more sponsors will be announced very soon.
Okay, so Amsterdam set a really high bar, happening right before King's Day. The big question is, how do you match that success? Or maybe even, dare I say, surpass it?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, choosing Barcelona isn't just about a nice city. It's about creating an environment, right? Where innovation can meet tradition, where that architectural genius maybe inspires new solutions. Barcelona's unique mix, the culture, that central iconic location, the whole Gaudi-esque vibe, it's the perfect backdrop for a growing community. It reminds us that our work, you know, it's not just about code or delivery stats. It's ultimately about human connection, building communities, fostering creativity that goes beyond the conference room. We're aiming for an experience that's more than just a typical industry event.
That idea of a deeper connection really hits home. So looking immediately ahead, Email Expert has some clear priorities for the next few weeks. getting caught up, keeping the momentum. First, like we said, full Barcelona location details coming next week, then early bird registration for Barcelona. That'll open soon, so keep a very close eye out. Don't miss that. We're also working hard to get back to our regular blog posts, the usual podcast schedule. This deep dive is a big part of catching up. And finally, those conversations are ongoing with potential new enterprise members, building out that network even more.
Yeah, and all these immediate steps, nailing down venue details, securing these fantastic new partners, they all feed into Email Expert's long-term vision. The collaborations with Postmastery and InfoBip, the ambition for Barcelona, it all embodies that core mission, elevating the entire email ecosystem through education, collaboration, and community building. It's about sustainable growth and making a real impact for everyone.
And talking about community building, we really want to bring this back to opportunities for you, our listener, to get involved. Because your participation is vital.
Precisely. And on that note, a practical example, our Festival of Email online event. We are still actively looking for speakers. So this is a direct call out. It's a fantastic way for you to share your unique insights, your experiences with the whole community. Don't undervalue your perspective.
Exactly. You know, when industry leaders like Postmastery and InfoBip step up as charter enterprise members, it really does create this ripple effect. Their involvement genuinely raises the bar for everybody. It gives access to insights, best practices. It accelerates innovation through that collaborative spirit. It is that classic rising tide lifts all boats scenario.
So just to quickly wrap up the key takeaways from what was a challenging but also a really monumental week. Despite the internal hiccups, the delays, Email Expert hits some major milestones. Bringing Postmastery and InfoBip on board as charter enterprise members signals a new level of deep collaboration. It's rooted in this shared vision, empowering the whole email world. And of course, the Barcelona 2026 announcement. It sets the stage for what we believe will be a truly transformative event for the community. These aren't just deals, they're partnerships designed to push the entire industry forward. Innovation. Connection.
So as you think about all this, the big announcements, the community's growth, maybe take a moment. Consider how your unique insights, your specific experiences, could help shape what's next for email. Is there an area in your work where deeper collaboration, maybe sparked by this community, could unlock something new, solve a nagging problem? Definitely keep an eye out for those Barcelona venue details, the early bird registration, and our regular content getting back on track. Thank you so much for being such a vital, engaged part of the Email Expert community, and thanks for tuning into this deep dive.